Pat, how are you?
Great. Good morning, Tony.
Pat regularly puts together a report for us. This is a weekly event, and when I saw the dialogue, the open for the latest report, it was somewhat stunning. On November 30th, the major governments, central banks, and major multinational banks blatantly declared war against the people of the world. Now, that's kind of a bold statement, Pat. Why did you write that?
It certainly is dramatic. Unfortunately, it's also true. In response to deteriorating financial conditions around the world, including the United States, the values of paper currencies have been gradually declining, which, as value of paper money declines, that makes each individual person's cash holdings less valuable. You've lost some of your wealth. On Tuesday, November 29th, some bad stuff happened. First, Standard & Poor's downgraded the credit ratings of 37 of the world's largest banks, including 14 in the United States. That includes financial firms like Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley. And also on November 29th, the stock of Bank of America closed at $5.07 a share and was going down. It actually fell below $5 in evening trading that day. There are a lot of investment funds that are prohibited from owning any shares that trade at less than $5 a share. And also a lot of our regulated funds cannot leverage stocks that trade in less than $5 a share. So if on November 30th the Bank of America stock had settled in the U.S. at below $5 a share, there would have been a flood of Bank of America stock liquidated, which could have put the bank into bankruptcy and started a domino chain of large banks around the world failing. Well, that didn't happen. Overnight from Tuesday to Wednesday last week, the major central banks around the world developed a coordinated plan so that as the markets opened Wednesday morning, for instance, China reduced the reserve ratio requirement for its banks by 0.5%. And then the Bank of Japan, European Central Bank, Bank of England, Swiss National Bank, Federal Reserve, Canadian National Bank, and others, as they opened, reduced the rate at which they would loan U.S. dollars by 0.5%. People around the world are so worried about the falling value of their local currencies that there is a rush to get into the U.S. dollar, as well as gold and silver to some degree right now. And banks are having so much difficulty getting U.S. dollars for their customers that they're actually paying above face value just to get the physical notes.
Pat, this sounds like a very serious situation. Why don't we hear about this?
The implications aren't so obvious, but basically, these central banks have said as many U.S. dollars as it takes to bail out the big multinational banks and the budgets of the governments around the world, we're going to print the money. It's a, it's a coordinated effort. It's in the trillions of dollars. And unfortunately, what is happening, and the reason I said it was like declaring war, is as the value of these currencies fall from the inflated currency supply, that's going to reduce the wealth of pretty much every person on the planet.
I had an interesting conversation with Lee Cohen, who is the sales manager for 1320 WILS. As a matter of fact, it's a story that I'm following up on. But from what Lee knows, Pat, Germany, who is thought was going to be the hero over in Europe, has an interesting challenge. They're a very wealthy country. But from what Lee understands, Germany has some challenges itself. It produces a lot of goods and services, and it was having success at selling those goods and services, which made it a very profitable country. From what I understand, the countries that were buying those goods and services didn't have the funding to buy those goods and services any longer, which was going to obviously repack with what Germany was trying to accomplish. So Germany was loaning money to countries to buy their goods and services, and sooner or later people are going to have to start paying up. Well, they can't do that, and that's going to even put more stress and strain on the euro and the European financial challenges that they have over there. Is that information correct from what you know?
That is one of the kinds of developments that's part of the overall financial problems. As people feel poor, they buy less goods and services, which reduce demand for imports from other countries. And that works both ways. As the people in developed countries buy less goods, the people in emerging countries also have less material wealth to sustain themselves, and their demand for goods and services that might reflect them moving up to middle-class level of standards doesn't happen, or actually turns in reverse. And everybody ends up poor, but in the meantime, the governments and central banks and large multinational banks have bailed themselves out at the expense of the people.
All right, now there are going to be folks who say that that Patrick Keller's a smart guy, but he's overreacting. We seem to be doing just fine. How would you respond to that?
Unfortunately, people are not doing just fine on average, with lots of exceptions. The value of assets that people own in the United States has been declining, especially any real estate holdings. The stock markets, compared to 10 or 11 years ago in the United States, are pretty much about the same level. And if you figure that the U.S. dollar has dropped, 80% against the price of gold in that time, people have lost an awful lot of wealth by holding stocks and bonds.
All right, well, you continue to write that before the calamities hit from all the challenges that we're facing, it's time to think like a survivalist. Expand on that thought.
What you have to look at is with a flood of paper money coming out into the world because of the announcement made on November 30th that's inevitably going to start forcing up consumer prices a lot faster than we've seen in recent years. So it could be a very good time right now to stock up some extra food, medical supplies, and other kind of things that you just have to live. It'd be a little hard to buy extra fuel for your transportation right now and store it, but the kinds of things that you need for your everyday life would be good things to stock up on at today's prices.
Now, you know, you're right. You don't mean to be an alarmist, but when someone tells me to stock up food, medical supplies, water filters, and other necessities, and it may make sense to get a generator or weapons and ammunition, Patrick, that sounds like something's going to happen dramatic, overly dramatic, in the short term.
Unfortunately, it could happen in the very short term. The civil unrest that you've seen in countries this year, like Tunisia, Egypt, Yemen, Syria, Greece, Spain, Italy, could be duplicated right here in the United States in every city and village. You know, it could be a year or more down the road, or it could just be months or days before you start seeing some of this here.
All right, Pat Heller, if folks want to learn more about this and other news and information on precious metals, where can they go?
I write a number of different articles and publications over the year. You can read many of them on my company's website, libertycoinservice.com. Of course, you can listen to my radio program later on Wednesday mornings right there on WILS.
All right, Patrick Keller, thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony.